بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد In the 21st juz of the Quran Kareem Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to the advices that Hakim Luqman has given his son Hakim Luqman himself mentions that from all the advices that he has given, there is a set of 8 advices which are very comprehensive, and he repeats these advices and he shares these advices with people. Now one can imagine a profound personality, Hakim, with so much of wisdom, and he says, from all the advices, there are just 8 advices that encapsulates all the advices that he has given. And in the short time, I want to share those advices with you. Hakim Luqman says, احفظ أربعا في أربع كلامك في مجالسة الناس وعينيك في بيوت الناس وقلبك في الصلاة ومعدك في المائدة. The first 4 advices he gives, preserve 4 things in 4 things. Look after your tongue when you are with people. Safeguard our tongue. The greatest form of taqwa is for a person to look after his tongue. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that person who gives me guarantee of that piece of flesh which is between his jaws and his thighs, that is his tongue and his private parts, I give him guarantee of Jannah. Second advice he has given, that look after your eyes when you go to people's houses. When a person is materialistically inclined, when you go to people's houses, then he start looking at everything around the houses. And at times, when he can't exercise restraint, he start asking about various things of other people's houses. And then he doesn't respect the privacy of people. So look after the eyes of your individual. Third advice he gives, when you perform your salah, then look after your heart in the salah. When a person has to go for a very important business deal, he has to meet up with somebody for about 10 minutes. He knows you have to secure a deal, there's thousands to make in it. And in the 10 minutes he'll be over-focused. If he is moving away from the focus for at least for a split second, for a minute, there's a possibility he might lose out with the deal. The full 10 minutes is going to be fully focused to secure maximum. Likewise, when we perform our salah, our heart and mind must be in the salah to derive maximum from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. And the 4th advice he gives, وَمَعْدُكَ فِي الْمَائِدَةِ Look after your stomach when you are at the dastarkhan or when you are eating. If your health is good, you can make ibadat. If your health is not good, you can't make ibadat. These 4 advices refers to 4 limbs. Our tongues, our eyes, our heart, and our stomach. Then he goes on, he says, لا تذكر اثنين. 2 things you must never talk about. إحسانك إلى الناس وإساءة الناس إليك. You did a favor to someone, don't talk about it. If you did it for the pleasure of Allah, there's no need for you to advertise it. Our ulama mentioned, when you do a good deed, it is like you threw it in the ocean and you're waiting to see it on the other side. We did it for the pleasure of Allah, we're going to cross the continent and go in the akhirat and we should see it there. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Seven people will be given shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala on that day when there won't be any shade but the shade of the throne of Allah. And among them, رَجْلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِيَمِينِ, that person who gives sadaqah with his right hand, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمْ شِمَالُ, that the left hand also does not know. Today, unfortunately, it is such, we do things and we waste it also by talking about it and by advertising about it. Do things solely for the ridwan of Allah. And if we really feel that closer to Allah, you're going to be very guarded on any good deed that you do. And then don't, if anybody does bad to you, don't keep on talking about it. Don't keep on complaining. If you have become a victim of oppression and there's a need for you to avert that oppression, to that extent you talk. But to go around and talking everywhere about it, then it doesn't help the cause. And there's a possibility you may also trespass the limits. Then Hakim Luqman gives the last two pertinent advices, which actually ties up to the advices that Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib has made in completion of the tafsir he has made. Hakim Luqman has mentioned that La Taskur Isnain, two things you must not forget. Al-Maut Wallah. Don't forget that. Where are we going to? If somebody got millions in his account, he's got palatial homes, he's got all the comforts in the world, but there's a death warrant written for him. He's going to the gallows. He's not going to think about his wife. He's not going to think about the millions he's got. He's not going to think about the palatial homes. He's worried about how he can save his life. Where are we going to? It's either Jannat in front or either Jahannam. How can we be concerned of anything else when we don't know where we are going to go to, Jannat or Jahannam? Our full focus must be to save ourselves from that gallows of Jahannam. And the last thing Hakim Luqman mentioned, that don't forget Allah. Don't forget Allah. And the reality is, if we have Allah in front of us all the time, our eyes will be taken care of. We'll look after our eyes. It's because we are not conscious of Allah, our eyes float around everywhere. It is because we are not conscious of Allah, our tongues are loose. It's because we are not conscious of Allah, our hearts move away from Allah in salah. And because we are not conscious of Allah, we even overeat and enjoy the comfort of the world. Everything goes around. Our discipline lies in making the zikr of Allah and remembering Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ana ma abdi iza zakarani. I'm with my slave when my slave made my zikr. And when we are with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah is with us, everything is under control. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna lillahi malaikatan yatufuna fit turuq yaltamisuna dhikr. There are angels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that are walking around everywhere. And they are looking for that gathering of zikr that takes place. فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْمًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, when they see a group of people making the zikr of Allah, they saying La ilaha illallah. Collectively they saying zikr. Collectively they are saying illallah. Collectively they are saying Allah Allah. They find a group of people making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then the angels tell to the other angels, where you are going to? Where you are going to? Ta'alu, come here. Halumu ila hajatikum. Your food, the food of the angels, it is the zikr of the people when they're sitting together making the zikr that actually become the food of the malaika. Subhanallah. We are made from sand and dust. And from our dirty, impure mouths, we are made from the drop of water, impure water. But Allah give us the tawfiq to take His pure name from our impure mouths and that become the food of the malaika. How much Allah appreciates it. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when Allah has chosen us to make His zikr. And that's why Allah says, Allahu yastabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah draws people towards Him who He wishes. Allah gives people tawfiq to make zikr who He wishes. So we should endeavor to make ourselves among the choicest people, chosen people by Allah to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Khaja mabzu. You should say, After everything around the world, the comforts and luxuries of the world, he says, Ab to rahe ta dam-e akhir. Ab to rahe ta dam-e akhir, wird-e zuba, ay mere ilah. That right till the end of our life, what else is left? It is just, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That is the zikr we should be making. Live with that, die with that. It'll help us in the dunya, it'll help us in the qabr, it'll help us in the akhir. Allah grant us tawfiqul nika wa dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Once again, when I'm doing the duas, many brothers have requested that when I'm doing the duas, once again I should give a brief translation of the duas. Many brothers have requested that so that you could remind ourselves of the meanings when we are making the dua. The first dua, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, O Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. This we read it 7 times. Allahumma ajirni minan nar, 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 Allahumma ajirni minan nar.